Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning monitoring the individual cow somatic cell data that you may or may not be getting on your dairy farm. You know, as we look at our need to continue to improve our control of subclinical mastitis as well as clinical mastitis in our dairy herds, I think it's very difficult to navigate this landscape without some somatic cell data. So what are some of the things that you're missing if you're not doing this? Well, number one, you don't have a way to really keep track of new infection rates across the herd and identify those animals that have a high somatic cell count. And as we think about high somatic cell counts, one of the things that we're looking for are those animals that do not exhibit clinical signs of mastitis. They just have a high somatic cell count. Now, generally, what many farms will see is when they stop obtaining this data on a monthly basis, well, maybe things go okay for a while. But over time, it seems like many herds get themselves into a situation where somatic cell count is now running higher than what they would like to see, and as a result, they do have to do something, and many times that's going back on either a monthly DHIA test or doing something less frequently, maybe once a quarter, to obtain that data. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to carefully consider whether or not they should be obtaining individual cow somatic cell data in their dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.